There may soon be a permanent fence around the Capitol complex in D.C. That's what the acting Capitol police chief is calling for following that deadly insurrection at the Capitol earlier this month. And just yesterday, a man was arrested for carrying an unregistered firearm and ammunition near temporary fencing around the building. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis with the latest. And Susan, tell us about this man who was arrested yesterday and security at the Capitol right now.
Right. Well, there's been a series of arrests of individuals around the Capitol, especially individuals with firearms, since the January 6th insurrections. This is a continuation of a pattern. It was a 71-year-old man. He was arrested. He had a handgun and 20 rounds of ammunition. He had been shouting at the National Guard troops around the Capitol complex, and inside his vehicle, they had found literature about Stop the Steal, which was part of this theory that the election had been taken from Donald Trump, which obviously is not true.
Mm-hmm. Have Capitol Police provided any information about what additional security measures might be implemented?
No, not explicitly. As you noted, the acting police chief has made a recommendation to put up permanent fencing around the Capitol. There's already been a lot of pushback to that from both Democrats and Republicans who say they won't support it. Also from the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, who put out a statement saying she would not support it either. You know, this has come up before. You know, we've had security threats in the Capitol. Most recently, after 9/11, there was a big debate over whether they should put up bigger barricades around the Capitol. And Congress decided not to do that because the Capitol building is, you know, sort of a symbol to the world of the people's house, of public access to it. And putting up a fence is just both an image and a message that I think that there is going to be real resistance inside the Capitol to fully supporting. There is an initial security assessment being run by a former Lieutenant General Arore, who's Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is tapped, and she's been meeting with him, but they haven't put out any official public recommendations yet.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has actually been calling out her Republican colleagues directly about all of this. Here she is yesterday speaking to reporters.
I do believe, and I have said this all along, that we will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
Okay, Sue, what does Pelosi mean by this, and which specific members of Congress is she referring to?
Well, there's been a lot of focus on a couple members in particular, one being Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a newly elected Republican from Georgia, who is a lawmaker who has espoused some of the conspiratorial beliefs in the QAnon internet conspiracy movement. She has a long history of making really provocative and threatening statements on social media, including threats towards Pelosi. There has been an effort among Democrats to call for her expulsion from the House. And, you know, this is part of a sort of a broader thing, that theme that we've heard from Democrats, that they feel that their Republican colleagues are part of the threat that makes them feel unsafe in the building. Democrats have also put up recently magnetometers, metal detectors outside the floor of the House. So members will have to go through them before they can enter the floor. Kind of an extraordinary step, if you think about it. And even going so far as to saying they may be willing to fine any lawmaker up to $10,000 if they refuse to go through metal detectors before they go onto the House floor.
I have less than 30 seconds with you, but has President Biden said anything about this?
You know, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about it today, and she didn't have any comment. I would say I don't think that's unusual. It's really kind of a separation of powers thing. The White House doesn't weigh in on congressional security. The Congress doesn't weigh in on White House security. That's kind of up to the executive legislative branches to figure out on their own. But Pelosi did say that she does expect that they might need a supplemental spending bill to sort of beef up not only security for the building, but for any members who may need it.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. As always, thank you.
You're welcome.